Clifford, my big red dog.
Clifford needed Emily, so she chose him for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal.
Clifford!
He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and their many new friends. They're to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all.
I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Woo!
Brittany Spaniel is supposed to be the best doggy school teacher around.
Of course she's the best. I wouldn't be bringing Machiavelli to her if she weren't.
Clifford was so excited he could hardly sleep last night.
T-Bone didn't sleep too well either. I think he's a little worried about how well he's going to do in class. Aw, don't worry, buddy. You're going to do just fine.
Here comes Brittany.
All right, folks, time to say goodbye to your dogs. Doggy school will be starting in just a few moments.
Cleo, my baby, be a good little girl and give Mommy a goodbye kiss. My sweet girl.
Have fun at school today, and I'll pick you up later, okay, Clifford?
Oh, it's really not fair putting a champion like you in this class. But try to have fun, Machiavelli.
Try your best, buddy. And have fun.
Okay, I'll try my best.
Okay, pups, line up!
I think Brittany's gonna like me. We have the same hair.
I hope she likes me too.
Who cares if she likes you? She just better have a lot of tummy yummy treats on hand, or I'm not gonna do anything.
All right, we'll start with a simple rollover. Well, you look eager to try it, Cleo. Let's see what you know.
Wow, she's good.
That was a little more than a simple rollover, Cleo. But you certainly are creative. Okay, now, how about you, Clifford? Well, you certainly do make a big impression, Clifford. A very big impression. Let's see what Machiavelli can do.
Watch and learn, little friend. Watch and learn.
Okay, Machiavelli. Roll over. Come on. Roll over. Come on, boy. You can do it. Come on. Roll over.
No treats, no tricks.
All right. Like this, Mac. Come on. Try it. Woof, woof.
Wow. She's really good.
Not very creative.
Oh, come on, Mac. Try
quiet, please? For a treat?
Oh, okay, Machiavelli. Good job.
Works every time.
Looks like it's T-Bone's turn.
Ruff!
That was fine, T-Bone. Just fine. Okay, break time, pups. Go play.
Is fine.
Did you hear what she said?
I'm very creative.
She said I made a big impression.
I don't think she likes me.
She said you were fine, T-Bone.
Yeah, maybe I'll do better tomorrow.
Okay, pups. Yesterday was the first day of school and you all did very well. Now, we have a lot more work to do over the next week, and I want everyone to keep trying their best to learn new things, okay? Okay, then. Let's get started. Your turn, Clifford.
Woof.
Fetch. Excellent job, Clifford. Okay, Cleo, jump! Excellent! I love your enthusiasm, Cleo, but you can stop now.
Did you hear that? She loves me!
Yeah, I sure hope I can do that.
Come on, Mac. You can do it. Come on, Mac. Let's go. That's the fastest I've ever seen that trick done.
Brittany really likes Mac. She's always giving him treats.
T-Bone, you're next.
Okay, steady now. I can do this. I can do this. Yes, I did it. That was fun.
That was just fine, T-Bone.
Fine. Fine.
Well, pups, it's been a really great week. You've all been just wonderful, and you should be very proud on graduation day tomorrow.
Graduation?
I'll see you all back here tomorrow for the big graduation ceremony. Woof, woof.
I hope I get a great big graduation trophy.
I hope my whole family can be here.
I hope they serve lots of food.
I just hope I graduate.
I want to say that I am very proud of each and every one of the dogs in my class. They are all special in their own way. Today, I'd like to honor each one of them. First, an award for enthusiasm to Cleo.
I wonder what kind of award they'll have for you, buddy.
For the biggest impression, this award goes to Clifford.
for the best tricks for treats goes to Machiavelli!
Come on, Mac. Come on, boy. I've got a tummy yummy for you. Thank you. I always knew my Machiavelli was the best behaved dog on the island. Come on, Mac. Let's go. Mac!
You're next, buddy.
This award goes to a hard-working, always tries his best, absolutely delightful student. T-Bone.
Wow! Did you hear what she said?
Congratulations! You have a very fine dog, Sheriff Lewis.
Yes, I do. A very fine dog.
And congratulations to all my students. They were all wonderful, and I really enjoyed being their teacher.
Today's story is Speckle and the Luscious Lunch. It was time to eat, so Speckle and his friends unpacked their lunches. Everyone had packed their favorite food. They all brought the same food almost every day. Then Speckle wondered, what if they took their favorite lunches and shared them to make something totally new? Everyone thought that sounded like fun. So Reba rolled her salad in Luna's tortillas to make very veggie burritos. Speckle layered his jelly sandwich with Robbie's yogurt to make scrumptious striped pudding. Darnell and Luna combined their cheese and apples into fruity cheesy chunks. The new creations were all so yummy, the friends decided to try new things more often and share them with each other. The end. That was a great story. Isn't reading fun? Islander of the Year.
Father hugged his children, happy to have returned safely to them once more.
That was a great story, Miss Lee.
I'm glad you like it, Emily. Now, before you leave, I want to remind you all that it's time for our annual Birdwell Islander of the Year essay contest.
Cool! I definitely want to enter.
All you need to do is write a short paper about the person you think does the most to help people on Birdwell Island.
Is there a prize?
No, but the winner's picture will be added to the Birdwell Islander of the Year Wall of Fame.
Cool.
And the winning essay will be published in our newspaper, the Birdwell Beacon.
Published in a newspaper.
Looks like Clifford wants to enter too.
Birdwell Islander of the Year. I wonder who it will be. Thanks, Clifford. I don't deserve the award this year, but maybe someday in the future.
It's gonna be hard to decide who to write about.
I know. There's a lot of great people on the island.
I'm gonna get started right now. After all, we've only got a week. Charlie, tell me, who did you write about?
I'm not telling. You'll have to wait to hear my essay.
Welcome, everyone, to our Birdwell Islander of the Year essay contest. First up to read her paper is Emily Elizabeth Howard.
Oh, I didn't think I'd have to go first. You're right, Clifford. I'll be fine. My nominee for Birdwell Islander of the Year is Birdwell's veterinarian, Dr. Din. Because she likes helping animals. And last summer, when a young whale washed ashore, Dr. Din nursed her back to health. Then Clifford helped her take the whale back to the ocean when she was feeling better.
Okay, Clifford. Slowly, steady. Thanks, Clifford. Now she can go back to her family.
Dr. Din takes good care of all the animals on the island. And that's why I think she should be Birdwell Islander of the Year. Thank you.
For Birdwell Islander of the Year, my choice is Sheriff Lewis. Sheriff Lewis helps people and keeps Birdwell Island safe. He is the coach of our soccer team. He makes practice fun and even got us mascots.
Let's hit the field! Get out there and have a good practice.
But Coach, how can we practice? There's no goalposts.
Well, looks like we'll just have to make our own. Way to hustle. Nice teamwork. Great job, Clifford. Thanks.
Because he teaches us to be good citizens and good sports, I think Sheriff Lewis should be Birdwell Islander of the Year. Thank you.
Gee, Charlie, Sheriff Lewis is a good choice, too. Clifford thinks so, too.
To be chosen the Birdwell Islander of the Year is a very special honor and should go to an outstanding person who regular people can look up to. That's why I think Birdwell Islander of the Year should be me, Jenna Handover. I'm sure you all remember the time a kitten was stuck in a tree in the park, and I saved it all by myself. Why, what is the matter, Mr. Carson?
My poor little kitten is stuck in a tree and is too scared to come down.
Have no fear. I shall save her.
Would you? Oh, you're so kind.
Using Emily Elizabeth's big old dog.
Excuse me, Jetta, but I thought you said you did this by yourself.
I did, Miss Lee. Except for Clifford. Emily Elizabeth was there too.
Emily?
Well, I remember Clifford and I were in the park, but
anyway, there I was, the kitten's only hope. And overlooking the fact that I might ruin my new sweater, I convinced Clifford to take me to the helpless kitten.
You You're a sweet girl, Jetta. How can I ever thank you?
No need for thanks. It was just what any outstanding Birdwell Islander would do. For that, and other reasons too numerous to mention, I, Jetta Handover, would make an excellent Birdwell Islander of the Year. The end.
Thank you, Jetta, for that interesting interpretation.
Now I remember that day. Actually, I think the way it happened was that Clifford saw the kitten first, and then helped Jetta reach it. Oh well. Fire Chief Campbell is the logical choice for Birdwell Islander of the Year. He teaches us about fire safety. Once he took us for a ride on the fire engine.
Ow!
I got to ring the bell. But most important of all, this year, he saved the Birdwell Island Museum.
Okay, everyone, stand back. Keep a safe distance.
Here comes the fire truck!
Oh my gosh! The fire truck has a flat tire! But Fire Chief Campbell needs the ladder. He won't be able to reach the fire without it.
Oh, maybe he doesn't need a ladder after all, Vaz.
Chief Campbell saved the Birdwell Island Museum.
Thank you, Vaz. Mr. Vasquez was our final entrant. But before I announce the winner, I'd like to thank all of the children for their hard work. Give yourselves a hand. There were a lot of wonderful nominees. But our winner is someone who was not nominated. This year's Birdwell Islander of the Year is someone who clearly helped everyone to be better islanders. Clifford, the big red dog.
Suppose he does deserve it, even if he is just a dog.
And since everyone's essays included Clifford, they will all be published in the Birdwell Beacon. Congratulations to you all! Clifford showed us that it's not just helping in an emergency that makes someone great. It's helping people every day in all sorts of ways that can make a difference.
A really big difference. Thanks, Clifford. And I know that it's important to always tell the truth. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is be truthful. I love my new bird bath.
Cleo, where are you? Whoa! Oh, no. I broke it.
What happened?
I don't know. Clifford did it.
Clifford, you broke my bird bath.
Huh? No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. T-Bone said so.
He didn't break it, Cleo. I did. It was an accident. I'm really sorry.
How can I trust you if you lie to me, T-Bone? You made me yell at Clifford, and he didn't even do anything.
I'm sorry. From now on, I'm gonna tell the truth right from the start.
Sometimes it's really hard, but telling the truth is always the right thing to do.
That's why Clifford's big idea for today is be truthful.